local pub and patio.
Emily Lambie works tending bar on the drag next to UT Austin. For her, an average day starts off something like this.
Set up the bar, cut fruit, you know, count money. Pretty simple.
She's been working bar jobs for 9 years and never went to college. At first glance, someone like Lambie might seem a perfect candidate for higher education to someone like Wendy Cullen.
You know, we really believe education is essential to improving your professional prospects, you know, for anybody.
Cullen is the vice president of employer development for Everest Colleges, a for-profit franchise of schools across the U.S. This Labor Day, her company is encouraging workers to get back to school as a way of restoring what she calls work-life balance.
We have devised a get-a-life philosophy at Everest to help break the cycle and bring back balance in people's lives.
Promoting higher ed is good business for Everest, but private companies aren't the only ones doing it.
Education is the economic issue of our time.
At a recent speech on the UT campus just blocks from Lambie's bar, President Barack Obama outlined a vision of the country's economic recovery, including 8 million more college graduates in the U.S. by 2020.
America has to have the highest share of graduates compared to every other nation.
But what exactly would a world look like where everybody went in for higher ed?
You know, we can't sit around and think, if everybody, you know, goes out and gets a four-year college degree, that we're all then going to sit around and trade bonds back and forth to each other. That's just not reality.
Michael Brandel is a senior lecturer at UT's McCombs School of Business. He points out that the country is always going to need a segment of the population to do things like wash dishes. And he worries that an overemphasis on four-year degrees downplays the importance of the American blue-collar workforce.
Unfortunately, you're not going to get a lot of young people who are born and raised in this country that are going to be willing to go up on a roof when it's 102 degrees and put on a new roof. The roof gets damaged, somebody needs to put on a new roof.
The problem, he says, is not the jobs, it's the lack of respect afforded many of those jobs in today's America, and the corresponding low pay.
Do you want to make minimum wage?
Again, Everest College's Wendy Cullen.
Or do you really want to get some education that will help you make, you know, more than minimum wage?
Back at the bar, Emily Lambie says she loves her job. She says she makes more than the average American worker and meets interesting people, many of them worse off than she is.
I see so many students in here that have spent thousands of dollars for 4 years of college and they can't get a job to save their life.
So she'll stick with tending bar. After all, she says, there's always somebody who wants a drink, so there'll always be a job for a bartender. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.